VentureCast.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it, all while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Why sales resilience is important and what type of top 10 sales resilience power works. Hi, and thank you for joining us. This is Alan Meyer with another podcast on the topic of sales resilience. And just to introduce you to the Sales is Easy podcast, this is the place where we try to simplify and demystify sales process, helping sales professionals overcome challenges they get on a regular basis and overcome adversity in selling, and also help them build self-confidence, resilience, and grit and mental toughness necessary to succeed in today's sales environment. My name is Alan Meyer. I'm your host, and I've been 29 years now in sales arena, last 15 years also delivering sales trainings around the world, literally on all 6 continents, with over 42 different countries I visited delivering the trainings. And lots of trainings recently were all about sales resilience. So why sales resilience is important, and how and what should you do to improve your sales resilience, and what are the power words that all salespeople should learn. So let's dive in. Resilience speaks to your ability to bounce back from difficulties in selling and even some catastrophes experienced in your career. And resilience is essential to navigating your sales career, because adversity and challenges are, are going to happen. You know that they're going to happen. While there are a variety of things related to resilience, and I covered lots of them in a previous podcast, so here's a list of resilience power words. And each of these words I'm naming here are linked to the development of your personal resilience, which of course ultimately equates to the ability to handle sales adversity with grace. So let's dive in. First power word is acceptance. What I mean by that is this: adversity is inevitable, so learning to accept and embrace it is essential to developing your resilience in sales and navigating all the challenges and obstacles that you experience in your sales career, and you want to do it well. So people who are resilient, they accept difficulties as part of their sales job, as a part of their career, even as a part of life, and they spend their time and energy learning to adapt to the adversity rather than fighting it or running from it or trying to avoid it. And many junior salespeople, they think they can avoid adversity in selling, and they're in for the big surprise. You know, as if you are longer than 1 year in sales, you know you're going to have your ups and downs in sales activities, in the meetings with your customers, and you're going to have some disappointments, not because you did something wrong, but simply customers change mind, or they don't know exactly what they want, or they just play the game, you know, to push you on a price or negotiation strategy. Whatever it is, just accept that adversity is going to happen. And your choice to lean into the discomfort and embrace it ultimately helps you to better deal with adversity and bounce back better from all the hardships you will face in your sales career. Second power word is adaptability or flexibility. So what adaptability in sales means? It's your ability to be able to adjust and shift as new circumstances and challenges in sales arise, and it's a key factor of resilience.
people who are self-resilient, they can develop numerous strategies from dealing with stressful situations. And this flexibility in the way they think about challenges allows people to respond flexibly with regards to their emotion. So they are better able to shift from one coping strategy to another, depending upon what's best given the specific set of circumstances. And there are many different strategies. I use some of them, like ABC method, ladder of decision, IO model even I created. But doesn't matter which strategy you use. If you are not flexible enough, then you will just always use the same one way to handle a situation, and then you will hit the wall and you have a big, big problem. So adaptability is the key here. Third power word is awareness. Awareness is also heavily tied to the development of resilience in sales. Awareness helps salespeople understand what they need, how they feel, when they need to reach out for help, and when they need to make some adjustments and improvements in their sales process. So being aware of what personal adjustments in sales you need to do to be able actually to help yourself and to understand the situation, it helps you to gain the knowledge and information needed to best approach and, of course, navigate the challenge that you experience, challenge at hand. So awareness, it helps you understand what you need, how you feel, and when you need to reach out to for help, and when you need to make adjustments and improvements. Power word number four, boundaries. Boundaries in the context of sales adversity relate to your ability to create distinction between who you are at your own core and the cause of your current negative circumstances. This means being able to understand that the adversity currently being faced is temporary. And that's a tricky word for many salespeople, because you've probably heard the permanence words, but never and always, my customers will never buy from me. They are always like that. Well, guess what? Adversity in sales is temporary. This also means refraining from allowing the negative situation or circumstance in selling to become your own permanent identity. So being able to set these boundaries, it helps you in quick recovery from all the trials, because people understand, good salespeople understand that their situation will eventually change for the better. There is always chance you can get back, have another meeting with your customers, try to have another offer, another meeting, another discussion, whatever it is. But there is understanding that your identity is not rooted in this adversity. So that means that you are not taking it personal. It's not part of you. Stay true to who you are. And adversity hits, challenge hits. Yes, you need to handle it, but you should have the boundary, right? So there is an ability to approach the challenge with a more positive attitude. And of course, less likelihood of allowing this challenge to define who you are in selling, right? Next one is confidence. A key to learning to cope with the stress of sales career, sales job, and life in general, is a belief in your ability to do so. Research shows that there is a link between your self-esteem and your ability to handle stress and recover from negative events. And salespeople who lack self-esteem, they have a tendency to approach negative situations with the customers with a negative outlook. For example, they'll never buy from me. Oh my God, I cannot believe they are again asking for a better price, better conditions, and this and that. So in general, salespeople who lack self-esteem, they have more negative outcomes. On the other hand, salespeople who possess high levels of confidence in themselves, in their ability, in their product knowledge, in their sales skills process or sales knowledge in general, they approach negative circumstances with the belief that they possess what's necessary to overcome this adversity, this obstacle in front of them. So their outcomes tend to be more favorable, or of course they are closing more deals. Next important power word is goals. Goal setting and resilience are actually heavily linked, in the sense that setting goals help break down challenges and hardships into more manageable parts that can be tackled and conquered. What I mean by that is, you know, the old joke, how can you eat an elephant? Piece by piece. So Goals allow challenges to be addressed in a realistic manner. If your sales process is 18 months long and you expect after 2 months to get the purchase order, guess what's going to happen? You're going to be really disappointed. So goals allow your challenges to be addressed in a realistic manner while also helping salespeople to manage their emotional response to any given situation. And when a person can tackle a situation one step at a time, there is less anxiety, less stress, and more probability of a favorable outcome. Of course, this ultimately means a better ability to bounce back from adversity in sales. Another very important power word is optimism. Optimism is the ability to look at situations and circumstances and find the positives, even in the midst of what seems like endless negatives you receive from your customers. Right, some customers drag during the pandemic, like 19 months later, they're still complaining about this, about that, and it can take the toll of the salesperson. So your ability to approach hardships and challenges and adversity with this type of positive attitude is key to being able to quickly recover from the difficulties you face in your sales job. True optimism isn't about ignoring the negatives, but rather paying attention to those negatives that are relevant to the problems you face, and then actively choosing not to remain focused on those negative solely or long term. True optimists who are able to foster resilience, they learn how to balance a positive outlook with a realistic view of the world, and that helps them bounce back from sales challenges faced. Another power word is problem solving. Yes, we salespeople are problem solvers. So there is a research that suggests people who know how to analyze and develop solutions for problems are better able to cope with challenges as compared to those who do not know how to do those things. And being faced with a challenge creates an opportunity for you to do the work and learning that will help you develop potential solutions for the issue at hand. It is that regular and consistent work of engaging in exercises that build focus and encourages non-traditional thinking that better helps salespeople reason to be able to solve problems in future scenarios. Basically, once you learn how to handle a problem in similar situations, you know how to handle it. So this is a very important power word to use to develop your resilience, problem solving. Another one, it's about the purpose. So finding or creating a sense of purpose for yourself in the midst of adversity or crisis in sales can significantly help when it comes to coping and recovery. My personal definition of being in sales is helping others, helping my customers reach their goals. So that's my purpose. And developing a why becomes the motivation needed to do the job that will help you get through this adversity, through this challenge. It's the purpose that makes the work of fighting through the trouble worthwhile and sustains your ability to continue moving forward so you can overcome adversity in sales. And the last but not least, support. Having a support system in place when faced with difficulties is essential to building resilience in sales. The emotional support offered by having additional people to help you carry the load of mental or emotional burdens can make the adversity more manageable and easy to navigate. So it's important to know whom you can turn to get some help in your sales day-to-day activities. Remember that you are not all alone out there. Additionally, others can remind you of your abilities and strengths, which may help you tap into the skills and inner strength you need to persevere when customers throw another challenge in front of you. The support of others can also offer practical physical support and provision of resources and information that will help you in overcoming the challenges you face on a regular basis. So these are the 10 resilience power words. I name them one more time: acceptance, adaptability, awareness, boundaries, confidence, goals, optimism, problem solving, purpose, and support. Remember this, please. Resilience in sales is linked to so many other useful traits and qualities. And in developing your resilience when selling, you are able to foster the qualities mentioned here in this podcast. And by fostering the characteristics in from this podcast, resilience is strengthened. You will develop your resilience. So check my other podcast on this topic to get some other ideas how to develop your resilience. But the emphasis here is on your continued growth in any of these areas. Pick one. After this call, pick one or two power words and ask yourself, am I having enough support in my day-to-day job? Am I confident that I know how to handle difficult situations with my customers? Or where can I reach out to get some help? Or am I aware that you understand what you need to succeed in your job? And also, how adaptable, how flexible you are when the situation, unexpected situation happens. So think about it, pick one or two. Let me know in your comments, send me an email, reach out to me via LinkedIn, or write a comment, and let me know which one you feel you are lacking that can really help you. You should, if you work on it, it can help you grow. But emphasis here is on continued growth in any of these areas, and it will result in improved resilience in selling, which, of course, it should bring you results in a better ability to navigate through all the obstacles and through life in general, right? To handle all the customers and challenges they throw at you. So thank you for listening. And let me know if you have any questions or comments regarding this topic. I'll be more than happy to answer your question in the upcoming podcasts. And feel free to reach out to me via LinkedIn or contact form here. And also another thing, please subscribe to this podcast, because we will bring more and more good, interesting podcast topics regarding resilience, mental toughness, how to handle challenges, and etc. More about developing your personal resilience and personal power, because I firmly believe we need more sales training on that topic. We have so many trainings about handling objections and cold calling and lead generation, that's fine. But if you don't believe in yourself, and if you don't know what to do when you hit the wall, then it's going to be extremely hard to bounce back from all the difficulties and catastrophes that you experience in your sales career. For that, please focus more on developing your mental toughness and developing your sales resilience. And check out the previous podcasts on this topic. I had recently podcasts that are covering, for example, like a yes, you can build resilience in sales and grow from it, or resilience, the cornerstone of your personal power, how to develop empathy skills in sales, how to shift anxiety and worry towards positive action, mental toughness for salespeople, why mental toughness matters in sales, how to get out of your comfort zone, what are the habits of mentally tough salespeople. As you can see, as you can understand the pattern here, it's all about developing your personal power and your resilience when selling. This is what makes and or breaks the salesperson, not deals, you as a salesperson. I wish I had this kind of training when I started 29 years ago in Europe, and nobody was talking about resilience. Just hit the phone and get as many appointments as you can, and boom, off you go. Good luck. That was not a bad experience, right? Anyway, I hope you will subscribe to it. Let me know if you have any further questions regarding this topic. Thank you for listening. This is Alan Meyer for the Sales Institute. Happy selling!
Ever thought about starting your own podcast? Do you have a business or a message you want to share with the world?
Well, now it's easier than ever with Electricast. Hi, I'm Mark Netter.
And I'm Peter Rafelson. We're the founders of Electricast Media.
Whether you want to start a new podcast or already have one, join Electricast to grow your audience, monetize your content, and build your community.
With our simple sign-up, you get free promotion, world-class analytics, premium ads, and personal support.
Go to Electricast.com and join our community today.
Electricast. Transform your influence.
Electricast.
Introducing the Deep Leadership Podcast. Leadership is a people business. That's the philosophy of your podcast host, John Rennie. As a former submarine officer who spent 22 years leading businesses in corporate America before starting his own manufacturing business, he knows that leadership matters.
Leadership matters.
Deep Leadership is real-world, actionable leadership advice from John and his expert guests. Become a leader worth following. Subscribe today.
Electricast. Electricast.